For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast. My name is C.T. McManus, and for the next hour or so, it's my job to take your mind off the craziness of the world out there, get it refocused in on some good old-fashioned rock and roll. Guys, I couldn't wait to share that with you, man. That is Bill McClintock's new one that he's calling Bank Whale and Your Jumping Heart. I was in stitches the first time I heard that, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed that as well. I wanted to thank everybody that came out Thursday to the Rock and Roll Union and Pirate Parrot Heads tailgate. Man, it was a brutally hot day, but we had a great time, stayed in the shade, did what we could to stay cool, man. I came home the next day, I was burnt, even though I put sunscreen on, man. That sun was baking like an oven. Now we got some rainy days ahead of us. I'll take it. Last full week before I get back to my day job, and I think a lot of other people are in that same boat. So enjoy this week, guys. Take your time, do your best, and find a little bit of enjoyment out of the week. Got the weekend coming up with some really, really good live music. I'm going down to a place called the Broken Goblet. I've never been there. It's a brewery, and I haven't checked on my friend Donnie Rocket in quite some time, so I'm going to go over there, say hello to him and the boys in Flying Circus. Really looking forward to that. Wanted to touch base with our sponsors, guys. Big shout out to Rosenfeld Dental Associates. They're located at 1095 Inman Avenue in Edison, New Jersey, 5 minutes from Metro Park. You can find them at www.njsmile.com. Come rock your smile with the Rock Doc David Rosenfeld, nominated one of New Jersey's top dentists for 2020. Discounts apply for Rock and Roll Union members. Make sure to tell them that CT sent you. Also, one of our partners, man, he really hooked us up for the tailgate, did all our stickers, and made a nice Paddlemaster hat for the lovely day. Big shout out to him. Hope all is going well with Ken. Ken, my friend, you can reach out to him at 410-206-2081. Once again, that's 410-206-2081. He can do any of your printing needs that you guys need, man. He's now doing stickers. He's doing laminates. He's doing you name it. He's got it for you. And once again, that number is 410-206-2081, or you can reach out to him at phoenixcusteminc@gmail.com. Tom, that CT sent you, or you heard it on the Rock Royal Union Podcast, he'll give you 25% off your order, guys. You cannot beat that. And finally, my boy over at Brett Hunt Customs, man, he's been hanging it down. He's been pick sticks and laminates, man, all those things that you need to step up your merch game. His number is 410-508-1233. Once again, that number is 410-508-1233. We got a hell of a show for you this evening, guys. We're going to be rocking out with our boy Damian Monte Carlo from his new band, Monte Carlo. Damian was actually our very first guest on this show. Right now, we are on episode 147, and I just can't tell you, man. For him to be our first guest, or no, I'm sorry, he was our second guest ever, way back at episode 3, man. And right now, like I said, we're at episode 147. So that's pretty crazy, man. And wow, it's just been something to really. I haven't talked to him in a while. Haven't touched base with him. Saw him out a couple of weeks ago, and. Hoping all is going well with him, man. He's got a lot of good stuff that he's involved with, a lot of good music that's coming up his way, man, and really looking forward to seeing and hearing what he's all been doing, man. I know that they're going to be unveiling their live show for Monte Carlo coming up, so we're going to talk to him a little bit about that. They've been releasing live material, or not live material, but new material, and we'll be discussing that with him as well. Anyway, we're going off to Fuckwit City. Here is Avalanche with Get Back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We play music here that you will not hear anywhere else. Going back to the beginning of that three-song pack, man, we had Get Back from our boys in Australia, Avalanche. After that, we had Burn Down Hollywood from our boys out in Hollywood, Burn Down Hollywood. That was Pirate Brother. And then that last song was from Sweden and our boys in El Fatso with Thirsty. Guys, we play music from all over the world, and music you're just not going to hear anywhere else. Guys, we will be back after this quick commercial break. We're going to be talking to Damian Monte Carlo all about the upcoming Monte Carlo band stuff. Get a little tongue-tied here. Guys, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Hey, this is the Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Since 2018, there's only been one program that brings you artists from around the world, both big and small, brings you the best in local talent, and hosts live events. Rock and Roll Union is all of that and more. With CT McManus, the lovely D, and new co-host Psycho Steve Preston, you're sure to get everything you need. So tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for your one-stop shop for all things rock and roll. Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Resume.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Dylan, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
All my rest is
That is the band Monte Carlo with Hannah. And on the line right now, we got the drummer and founder of Monte Carlo, Damian Monte Carlo. You with us, brother?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. Long time, man. It's been a long time since we talked. There are certain people that run in the music circle that I always got to check back with every so often, and you're absolutely one of them.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
I was telling the listeners back in the beginning of the show that you are our second guest, and now we're on episode 147. It's crazy.
Damn. That's crazy. I didn't realize I was the second guest.
That's crazy. And, you know, going back to this was the first time I listened back to that song, Hannah, since you guys released it a while back. And to me, and I'm a huge Guns N' Roses fan. They're like my favorite band out there. That really has that GNR kind of touch to it. Was that something that you guys, have you heard that before about this song?
No, that's actually the first time I'm hearing it, and I could definitely hear what you're talking about. You know,
I mean,
sometimes
the vocals really have that Axl kind of snide to it.
Yeah. You know, Bert's got that kind of vibe. You know, he's got a lot of different voices. You know, which is good. I mean, he's very versatile vocally. You know, so which I like, because I like to do, you know, as far as like music styles, it's like, you know, I'd rather mix it up. Like what we always say is like, there's no rules with this band. If we want to do something really, really heavy, like the next song we're going to put out is like really heavy, or something like, you know, lighter than that, like sort of like Animal, or even like a punk kind of flavored song that we did with Scream Bloody Murder. Yeah, we're kind of like all over the place.
So when did Monte Carlo first come into play? Like, how long has the group been together?
We kind of joined forces, per se, as this name about a year ago, really. And basically, the whole thing was, it came up in my memories on Facebook, too, by the way. It's like, you know, because I remember what my original intention was going to be at that time last year. And basically what that was is, you know, just me writing and recording all the music and having, like, friends guest on it, like different singers, you know, like every month have, like, put out a different song with, like, a different singer. So the first singer was going to be Bert. You know, and then that song did really well. Then, you know, I sent him another one. So we just, you know, I figured like, hey, if it ain't broke, don't with the name, you know, and everything. So, you know, we just kind of did it with the two of us, you know, for like the past, I don't know. I mean, we didn't, even when we did the video a couple months ago, we didn't really even have a band per se. So, you know, I guess since like May or June, it's been sort of like a band, you know.
Gotcha. Now, is from the video, I know Rick Haas was in there with you. Is he a permanent part of this fixture now?
Yeah, well, at that time, you know, like I said, we didn't really have like a band in place, so I just kind of needed guys in the video. And basically my you know, the idea that we had was to get the guys, like whatever videos we do, to get the guys who played on the songs to be in the video.
Right.
So Rick played guitar, so he was the obvious choice. And then, you know, Ahmed played bass on it. And we needed another guitar player for the video because, you know, I always thought, it always looks weird when you watch a video and there's only one guitar player, but you hear like two or three different guitar parts going on. So I got my buddy Dan to be in the video. But so basically, the real band going forward is going to be everyone minus Dan, but Ahmed is switching over from bass to guitar because he's also a guitar player. And for bass, we have a buddy of me and Bert, who we played, you know, in bands with years ago, by the name of Joe Mal, who actually about 10 years ago, he moved from Philly to Texas, and he just moved back maybe, I don't know, maybe not even a year ago.
Oh, wow.
So, So, yeah, we just all, you know, we wanted to get people that we could depend on, guys who are super easygoing, just so we don't have any issues, you know, in the past. I mean, everybody's super easygoing to get along with, you know, and, you know, everybody works. And we're not looking to do it like, it's not like a super high maintenance thing either. So, like, everybody
right.
has different bands and stuff like that, which is usually how things are now anyway.
So, in the grand scheme of things, you've known all these guys for a long time, just differently.
Yeah. I mean, Bert and the bass player, Joe Mal, they were, you know, when I first met Bert, it was, you know, we were teenagers, and I was invited to one of their rehearsals, and, you know, those two played in a band together, you know, from when they were kids, and then I played in a band with Joe, the bass player, a few years after that, and then, you know, me and Rick and Ahmed have played, you know, Mach 22 together, and then, you know, it's funny, you know, all these guys, I never played in a band with Bert until now, you know, so we've always collaborated musically over the years. This is the first time we're actually, you know, doing like a band together, you know.
Now, you guys are one of the very unique kind of outfits out there that the way that I've seen you guys doing things has kind of been strategic as far as getting your music out there and warming up and like holding off that first gig playing out away from that for a little bit. Do you guys have any shows like planned in the future?
Yeah, well, you know, we've always done everything sort of like, you know, you put a band together, you know, you do some shows. Well, you know, you put a band together, you get the songs together, you do some shows, and then you put the release out, you know, whatever. You know, you try to build up your following, and then you put out your EP or a record or whatever. And I've always done it that way. And I don't know, it always seems like you're building something for such a long time. And then, you know, there's really no right or wrong way, but we wanted to try a different approach. And really, we didn't really have a choice because of this, the lockdown and everything. There was, you know, no places open to play. So
yep.
It kind of gave us like plenty of time to write the songs, put everything together and put everything out. So now we do have a couple of gigs booked in November, which will probably be the first two shows, and by then we hope to have like the full length album out by then, and you know, hopefully people who come see us will be familiar with the songs already, you know. So that was
yeah.
sort of like the plan, you know. And you know, even if there wasn't like a lockdown, that probably would have been the plan anyway, you know.
Now the first gig, are you able to tell us when that first gig is?
Well, you know what? I don't even know if they didn't really fully announce anything yet, but, I've seen people talk about it already. So, we're doing a couple shows with Tantric. They put the dates out already anyway. So it's not like some big secret, but, I think it's November 20th and 21st. It's a Saturday and Sunday, and I think the Saturday is in Dingbats up in North Jersey, Clifton, New Jersey. And the other place the day after is in Atlantic City at Bore? How do you pronounce
Bore,
it?
Yeah. That's
Bore, okay.
That's a spot we're familiar with. Dude, I can't wait for that show. I got to be down there for that.
Yeah,
and,
everybody's really looking forward to it, you know?
Now, as far as you opening up with Tantric, man, how's things between you guys with, like, Jaron and Sebastian? And
great, man.
Was there any kind of ill will coming off of that Tantric thing?
Absolutely not. None whatsoever. In fact, I was with those guys last night. But, yeah, we're always in touch, you know. Whenever they're in town, which isn't that often, we always try to connect. Yeah, we went to go see them play last month, you know, and then, you know, they were in town yesterday. They had it was a little private memorial for Jeff LaBar that I was invited to. So we were all hanging out there, and there's no animosity at all. I mean,
nice.
There was never any of that. I mean, we've always been really good friends. I mean, doesn't matter. I mean,
whether you're playing a band with somebody or not anymore, you know, doesn't mean like things break off because of ill will or some negativity. Sometimes better opportunities just turn up, and I'm happy for those guys. And we played together for 7-8 years or so. We had a lot of great memories, but we also used to hang out a lot, even when we weren't playing gigs. I mean, we always have our own parties and have our own little crazy adventures that, besides the music, we could always talk about, crazy shit that's happened. And, we're all.
So we're talking Monte Carlo. We're talking Mach 22. I got to know, because I've seen Phil throw a couple things out there. I know he's talking about possibly getting together another kind of group together. Are you having any plans with Phil Michaels musically?
Yeah, he asked me. He's taking some time, that he needs, just for himself, and also to write some songs. So, I will be working with him once we get that rolling. But I don't see anything happening. We're probably not going to get together until like the end of the year. But
gotcha.
I think he's taking the same approach that I was, is get the songs together, and he already has a band name. It'll be called Gas Money.
Oh, nice.
And which I believe it is. I mean, unless he changes it. But he's putting some songs together and stuff. So in time, that'll be announced or released or whatever you want to call it.
Now, talking about the Lady Diesel type stuff, how much of an impact was the passing of Pete on you? And I know it was hard for everybody. Just how was it coming off of that?
It just sucked. I mean, it just sucked so bad. Everything about last year, just like it was just awful. Because also had a really close friend of mine, Tara, who had passed away a few months before that. And, she was almost like, we had like almost like a brother sister relationship where like, we're always busting each other's balls and everything. So it's basically like a whole little, it's a community, of music around here, musicians and also music lovers, people that have come to see your band for a long time, and they become like family. And so she was very, very close to me, so that was like the big blow number one. And then we knew Pete was ill. I had no idea to that extent. I played in a band with him, and it was just awful. I mean, everybody loved Pete. I mean, just a guy that just would light up a room.
Absolutely.
Always making people laugh. He had like an infectious laugh. Like, I will never forget, his laugh and everything. He just had a really fun guy to be around. And like those two, like I've known them probably both, Tara and Pete, for maybe the same amount of time. I'd say like 8-9 years. Well, I probably met them both about 10 years now. But, it's not like we grew up together or, but like the 10 years, the 8-9 years of memories or whatever it is, like it's like a lifetime of memories. You know what I mean? Like I got friends that I grew up with. I don't have, that I've known for 30 plus years, that I don't even have the same amount of memories as I do with those two,
Now, I know Phil had said something about not wanting to play any of the Lady Diesel stuff. Do you think that's going to be, you think maybe he'll come back around to that?
Well, I think what he meant by that is that he doesn't want to do Lady Diesel, like call it that anymore.
Gotcha.
He's like,
gotcha.
So we're not going to go on playing, this is Lady Diesel with a new guitar player. That's,
right.
there's no Pete, there's no Lady Diesel, which is basically what, how we all felt, the three of us, But, we'll continue, and we probably will play some of those songs,
Man, it was a big... those of us who weren't in that And I found this out later from Farrah and Aaron and people that were in that circle, that it just wasn't – for those of us who weren't in that circle, Pete was a total shock to everybody. And it was it was a hell of a mess. I mean, our first show of the year was just a memorial for Pete, man. And Aaron was with us, and it was a total shock, man. You're right. He was a beautiful spirit, man. He never had a
larger than life,
bad word to say about anything.
Yeah, he was great, man. Just, you know, I can't say anything bad about the guy. He just, you know, just a fun person to be around. Great storyteller. I mean, to tell, like, you know, insanely funny stories. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to be in a band with him, you know, I think we first got together, maybe it was like, we talked about it back in like 2016. So Phil and Pete were putting the songs together maybe about a year. And then I think we finally started playing together like in the summer of 2017. And we rehearsed for like maybe 5 months. And then we had our first gig that coming, I think it was January of 2018, maybe. We had like our first show and everything.
Yeah,
that was so funny
because I remember I had met you through Mach 22. That seeing you guys, I always told you that Mach 22 had a reflection on what I started doing. And
then
I followed you from there to Lady Diesel, and that's how I met Pete.
Right.
And
right.
I think I was with you guys pretty early on. You guys were doing the runs with Babylon Shakes.
Yeah, well, we used to play at Hot Shots all the time. That was probably—I think that was our first gig was at Hot Shots. I think it was us, Whiskey Grin. I forget who the third band is. We always played with the same band. It was like a rotation. There was like maybe 7, 8, 9 bands, and every show there was like we would just mix and match everything. But it was a really good community that we had going on at that time.
I remember for the longest time it was you, Babylon Shakes, and Rat Rod. It was like every show that you guys played together.
Yeah, it was, or maybe like another gig might have been Rat Rod, Whiskey Grin, and us, or us, Babylon Shakes, and Three Chord Money, or you know, it was always just, you know.
It was funny how that went.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't that many bands. We didn't really do that many shows. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 shows we did in the span of like 3, 4 years or something. But, it was almost like you put like, you know, 8, 9, 10 bands in a hat. You just pick a couple of them out and that's who we're playing with.
So I got to ask, you've been out and about in the Philly area. Any favorite newer venues, any places that like you look at and say, yeah, I'd want to play here?
I had to really think about that. I mean, I mean, I really do like, I like Bar 13, you know, they have,
they
have a cool vibe there. I always liked playing there. I'm trying to think. We did a gig one time. They don't do enough gigs like with original bands. They should. But there's a brewery up in Bent Salem, PA, called Broken Goblet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a great stage, like a huge stage. Actually, part of it is the original stage from the Electric Factory, and before it was David Bowie's Glass Spiders tour stage. Just a small section of it because it was huge, but that's a great venue. You know, it's a brewery too, so you get, you know, great beers there, and you know, they have a balcony and everything. Like, that could really be like, it's got a potential to be like a great place to go see like larger bands, you know. But I think they only have like cover bands, the occasional original band. Mach 22 played there like maybe a couple months before the pandemic. Oh, well, Milk Boy I like. for like more intimate stuff, or like smaller stuff, you know, I really like the Tusk, who my buddy Mikey runs that. You know, there's that's more of like almost like it's got like a Cheers vibe. You know, everybody knows you, and that's more like a friendly hangout type place. But I mean, there's a lot of venues out there. I mean, every time someone says, "Oh, this place is closing, there's no venues," like two or three pop up. I mean, and it might not cater to your band, but you know, there's a ton of venues, you know, in the Philly area, a ton of them, you know, it's venues that maybe one of my bands would play, probably not, but you know, can't say there's a lack of places. I mean, there's a lot of venues just in Northern Liberties alone, like in that area, you know, like, Johnny Brenda's or, what's the other place? Kung Fu Necktie, like stuff that, you know.
You know, it's just like they say about modern music, that there's nothing good out there. You just got to know where to look for it.
You got to look. Yeah, you got to look. I mean, you know, once in a while, some of these venues that only cater to one style of music, you know, sometimes they get a promoter in there that try to branches out and do something new, and that, you know, and then it's your turn to try to, you know, like Kung Fu Necktie doesn't have, or Johnny Brenda's doesn't have, you know, bands that would cater to the type of music that we like, but once in a while they do. And, you know, when they do, you got to go out and support it and take advantage of it, because maybe it'll do more, you know, and they're great venues.
Absolutely. So my last question for you, Damien, while I got you, and we're running quickly out of time, is what's next in the immediate future, and how do people go about finding out about Monte Carlo?
Okay. Well, I almost forgot. We put out another single last Friday called Six Sick. So that's available on all the streaming platforms. We just put that out a week ago. And then we have another song coming out next month called Super Double Fine. That'll be the third single from the record, which is also going to be called Super Double Fine. And we're actually going to film a video for that one in October, and man, that tune is just a ripper. I mean, I can't wait for people to hear that one, because you're going to be really surprised by it. It's definitely the heaviest, you know, one of the heaviest tracks I've ever been a part of. And we got a bunch more, man. We got an album coming out hopefully in time for these shows in November. If not, it'll be out shortly after. But it's going to be looking like 8 or 9 songs, and we have everything done. We're just, you know, fine tuning little things here and there. And we're really proud of it. It's going to be, you know, I think everybody's going to dig it.
Awesome. Do you guys have any social media pages, websites, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Facebook is Monte Carlo, the band. We can't call it Monte Carlo because Facebook says you can't name a band after like a geographical location. So it's like, even though it's legally my last name, you know, so it's Monte Carlo, the band, and it's Monte Carlo, the band on Instagram. And, we're on YouTube. You know, our video is on YouTube, Monte Carlo Animal. You can find it there. So,
and, just to give you a last little laugh, as far as the Monte Carlo name and trying to do things with that, with McManus, I've always gone on video games and everything else, and they tell me I can't curse because my last 4 letters is anus. So it's
you're
like,
kidding me, right? Oh, God. Yeah.
So, Damien, thank you so much for taking time with us tonight, man. Really, really happy to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to it.
I appreciate it.
Brother, you have a great rest of your evening. And, man,
you
I'm
too,
looking
man.
Forward to those shows in November.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
All right, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right. See you.
Have a good night.
Bye.
So there was Damien Monte Carlo from the band Monte Carlo, after his last name. It's actually his real last name. So, guys, thank you so much for being with us this evening. You know, I can't say enough with being kind to one another out there. Be kind, be courteous. And I know there's a lot of scary things going on in society right now, but if we approach everything with love, with kindness, we will get that back. And just a big shout out before we log off for this evening. I will be part of, and very, very happy, proud, and excited to be part of the Rock and Metal Podcast this coming Thursday. We'll be live streaming. Come check us out. We'll have the link on the Rock and Roll Union page for all you guys that are not on the Rock and Metal links yet. And if you're not, make sure you jump on there, man. They're great guys, Jason Voorhees and Aaron, man. Really, really cool people. So until next time, bring back rock and roll. Have a great week.
Rock and roll.